One of the things that I'm really excited about is this new show in regards to how do I go within and live? How do I live from my spirit? How do I live from the essence of who I am as an energy being? This is really what life is about. It's about living from your true essence. It's about living from who you actually are. It's not about trying to be the best person you can be. It's not about trying to live by a certain standard. It's not trying to be a good Christian. It's not trying to be, the person who believes what they're supposed to believe. It's not even about grace. It's about knowing. It's not even about belief. It's about knowing. It's about an intuitive knowing that comes from your inner being, where you realize everything you need is and has always been there in Christ Jesus. That you have never been less than enough. That in Him you have been everything you needed to be. One with the divine source, the source of all life. And that's what this is about. It's about coming out of sleep, the sleep of unawareness of who we are, and living a life that thrives. And when I say that, sometimes people say, well, it sounds like you want to preach the prosperity gospel. Well, I don't want to preach the prosperity gospel. What I want to preach is the real gospel, which is you in Christ, Christ in you, and you have everything you need. And that includes whatever you need physically. And so there is nothing in God's creation that is not yours, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So a lot of us read the Bible, but we don't really believe what we read. I mean, if you really believed what you read, your life would just be incredibly different. And I'm not just talking about having physical sustenance, the things that you need, or money or wealth or whatever that may be. I'm talking about a life that is lived from an inner peace of knowing that you are enough this moment, that everything you need has been provided, that nothing comes into your life as an accident, that the reality that you're a powerful spiritual being, that you have everything Christ has, and all that He is, you are, and all that He is, that all that you are is who He is. That's the kind of union we're talking about. We're talking about a life that thrives. We're not talking about a life that barely makes it. We're talking about a spiritual life that comes from within, an intuitive knowing each moment. You don't need a book or a law to try and figure it out. You know, because you are of everything you're looking for. And the spirit within which you live, that lives within you, is your true person, the true self, the true higher self that you have always been. You just didn't understand it or know it, or you didn't know how to live by it. And so the one of the reasons I have this new set is there are these white stones behind me, and at least they look like white stones. They're not. It's a background. But it's the ideal of completeness. It's the ideal of intercompletedness. In other words, there's not a thing wrong with you. It's white because there's nothing wrong with you. It's stacked together because everything is in union. It's oneness. And then I have these plants on set because that's the truth of your union. That's the truth of your life. Within you is thriving life, growth. It's all that you need that produces fruit constantly. Minerals and the nutrients and all of it lives within you. You lack nothing. And it's this ideal that we have to go out and try to find something that actually keeps us from moving forward. Aren't you tired of just barely making it, of just surviving? I don't like that kind of lifestyle. I love to thrive, and I enjoy thriving. I enjoy living a life that thrives, and I enjoy a life that manifests outside of me spontaneously in ways that I couldn't possibly imagine, and that God is constantly doing what we would call miracles, but He simply calls life. And so this is what this is about. This is why I'm excited about doing it, and I'm looking forward to the things that we're not only going to learn, but the things we're going to participate in. I look forward to learning together how to go within, how to quiet ourselves, how to live in the moment, mindfulness, no longer thinking about the past or the sins that we did, and no longer worried about the future or the things we might do or not do, no longer slaves to the opinions of people, especially the religious establishment, no longer slaves to trying to do, trying to be, trying and striving for some sort of standard. Listen, you can't. It wouldn't matter how long you strove to hit a standard, you're not going to hit it, okay? That's why Paul says, the whole idea here is that Israel would not live by the law, that they would just give up on the law. And what that means is give up on a lifestyle of trying and striving and doing, and just embrace who you already are and realize that this spirit that lives within you is one with the divine life, is everything that you need, and you have it right now, and you don't have to do anything to try and get it. You've got what you need, and you can live by this each and every moment. And I'm excited about that kind of life. I'm excited about living that kind of life. And I think it's something that is worthy of our attention. So join me on this adventure. Join me on this incredible, incredible life that we live, that we've been given. Because the truth is, you're everything you're looking for. You already have it. You are all that you desire. Because in Christ Jesus, in Christ consciousness, if you will, You have what you need. Join me as we thrive, not just survive, and learn how to live from within in such a way that we manifest outwardly into a physical world the way we were intended to.